You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's a very good morning, boys and girls, and it is a TGIF. Yes, it is. It's thank God it's Friday. It's always nice, isn't it? 26th of August, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Friday morning as we get ready for the weekend. Couple of things relevant to today's date in the United States. They are celebrating Women's Equality Day today. Britain, by the way, was invaded by Roman forces under Julius Caesar on this day. Back in the year 55 BC. Last one for now, Joan of Arc. She makes a triumphant entry into Paris, and that was in the year of 1429.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I don't.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
There we go, yes, a couple of Friday songs getting us going this morning. And that last one, that goes back to 1966 when that was released by the Australian group, the Easy Beats. And it was, written by a couple of their band members, a guy called George Young, together with Harry Vander. Became a worldwide hit for them, reaching number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in May of 1967 in the US. Number one on the Dutch chart as well, number one in Australia. Got to number six in the United Kingdom as well. Easy Beats, that was 1966 when that was released. Well, the first one for this morning was by The Cure. And they came off of their album, which was called Wish, and that was released in May of 1992. And that was called Friday, I'm in Love. I don't know about Friday, I'm in Love. I think we're all in love with Fridays, don't you? Keep an eye on the time, 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, boys and girls. Lazy heads out of bed.
Thank you.
The way I feel about you, that comes from the lady Karen White. Breakfast show time. We are just a couple of minutes away from our shower. So let me just tell you what we've got lined up for you this morning. It is a Friday, so it is you, me, and the music. We're going to be taking a big rummage through my music collection this morning. See what we can find. Got some new ones. Let me say, I don't think Renee's probably up and about yet, but if you are, Renee, good morning to you. She sent me a link yesterday. A new, it's a single, apparently it's a new single, I think it's her first one, from the daughter of Madonna. And we'll take a look at that a little bit later on, see what we all think. I didn't go back to Renee yesterday because I wanted to sort of sit down and listen to it properly before making any comments. So that's coming up. We've got to say, great music. If you like some of the oldies, we've got some oldies and we've got some more up-to-date tunes for you as well. Around about 15, 16 minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines for this morning, some of the international headlines at 7, international business, some of those headlines at 7.30. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. It is Friday, we'll have Freaky Fun Facts Friday. That's with Ingrid this morning. Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when in the last hour, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And it's all exciting, isn't it? I've not long got up and I feel like I lie down already. Okay, what we got for you in the shower? I know we're about a we're just under a minute early, but that's all right, we can do this. What have we got for you this morning? Ah, yes, If You're Justified and Ancient. That's what we have for you this morning. Comes from KLF. That's where cows go when they pass away, isn't it? Moomooland. That was the KLF. And that was Justified and Ancients at Moomooland. And that's it. Out you get and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning at 19 minutes after the hour of... After the hour of 6 o'clock, of course, here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. And carrying on with the music, let's take a listen to Duran Duran. And this one? Come undone. Well, following on from Duran Duran, that's UB40 and Can't Help Falling in Love. UB40, English reggae and pop band. They were formed back in 1978. They're still going strong, by the way, and that was in Birmingham, in England. Birmingham, in England. And the band has had more than 50 singles in the UK singles chart and has also achieved considerable international success as well. Nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album 4 times, and in 1984 were nominated for the Brit Award for Best British Group. Sold over 70 million records worldwide. And the ethnic makeup of the band's original lineup was really quite diverse, with musicians of English, Welsh, Irish, Jamaican, Scottish and Yemeni. I'll tell you what, just a little bit of more information about members. They began as friends who knew each other from various schools across Birmingham in England. The name UB40 was selected in reference to an attendance card which was issued to people claiming unemployment benefits from the UK Government Department of Employment. The designation UB40 stood for Unemployment Benefit Form 40. There you go. Full of absolute amazing knowledge here on The Breakfast Show. Time for us to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. And there we go. Yes, and I'll tell you what, some other information for you, which is going to be helpful for you. The store, the De Gourmet store, which is the delicatessen and specialty food store, which is now also in Paitia Mall, it's next to the Pacific Centre. Well, they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, and it's the ideal time, is it? If you're making your way into work this morning, if you're around that area, if you're around the Paitia area and the Pacific Centre, which is right next door to Paitia Mall, pop into Paitia Mall, go and see De Gourmet store. They've got great things for you to take in, have for breakfast, okay? Things like empanadas, etc., etc. So that's it. De Gourmet store. Do go and check them out. The time on The Breakfast Show right now, we are 28 minutes, and that is before the hour of 7 o'clock. Yes, we're making our way through this morning's program. Let's take a look at some of the things, shall we, in the local news for this morning. Starting off with the single dialogue table for Panama, which is taking place in Penonome in Coclay. They took up the issue of the cost of the basic family basket with the reincorporation of the members of Bastion del Oriente Chiricano. The representation of the executive began the day at 11 o'clock with a summary of the actions that are being carried out to ensure compliance with what was agreed in the dialogue on the basic food basket. The Bastion, by the way, they had withdrawn from the table because one of the points it was requesting is that the government give answers to the issue of the basic basket. Now, since they had reports that it was not complying with the measures to reduce the cost of the products. The people apprehended by the Drug Prosecutor's Office and the National Police in an operation called Fuego, or Fire, and carried out in the province of Colón, Panama, and West Panama, were taken to, in the afternoon of yesterday, to the guaranteed judge. Now, the hearing, which was being held at the facilities of the accusatory penal system in Plaza Agora, began at 2 p.m. The first Drug Prosecutor's Office requested the legalization of arrests, formulation of charges, and the corresponding precautionary measures. The brother and wife of Eduardo Macea, the guy who is an alias Marshall, they were captured in the operation, to whom the authorities attribute the control of cocaine trafficking routes to Europe through container ports in Colón, currently detained now. Those people are detained in Punta Coco. Among the detainees is also the representative of the district of Costa Arriba de Colón. At least 11 alleged gang members have been apprehended on Thursday. This is in the so-called Sinai operation carried out by the Public Ministry and the National Police in the province of Colón. These people allegedly belong to the Real Gangster for Life gang, authorities reported. The aforementioned criminal group linked to the crime of gang activities related to homicides, possession of weapons, drugs, personal injuries, robberies and other criminal acts registered in Colón. During the raids in the Puerto Escondido sector, specifically in El Cajeron, or Cajeron de la Muerte, police officers located a mini Uzi and another person was arrested. In Colón, the search proceedings were also carried out in the sectors of El Chorrito, Caídos and Tres, Herrera, and in Casco Viejo. The Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, has asked President Laurentino Cortizo to conclude the procedures for the payment of pending accounts to contractor companies that provide services to different state institutions. CAPAC sent a letter to President Cortizo on the 19th of August, in which it explained that these payments are vital in the economic recovery process for the country and the sector, as revealed by the Business Association in a statement on Thursday. CAPAC's statement does not detail the amount owed, but La Prensa was able to learn that it would be about $800 million, accounting for debts that have been carried over since last year and those that correspond to the current fiscal period up until July. The urgency of this request is related to the fulfillment of obligations that these companies maintain with banking entities, subcontractors and suppliers that they have not been able to satisfy due to the lack of payment by the national government, highlights the note which was sent to President Cortizo. Today, Friday, the 26th of August, work will restart in the La Espiga de la Chorrera sector, thus resuming the works on the first section of the beach corridor. The Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabons, commented that on Wednesday, the 24th of August, the Comptroller General of the Republic approved the addendum made to the contract, which reduces the amount of the work from $603 million to $282 million. Now, the Ministry of Public Works reported that between today, Friday, and Tuesday, the 20th of September, there will be interruptions in vehicular traffic in the La Pesa de la Chorrera sector as part of the work on the beach corridor. Now, according to the Ministry of Public Works, interruptions of the vehicular flow on the Pan-American Highway will occur in both directions and will be carried out by agents of the Land Transit and Transportation Authority. Originally, the beach corridor was divided into two sections. The first would begin at La Chorrera up to the community of Santa Cruz, while the second would extend to the district of San Carlos. The goal was to reduce road congestion in the area, but the works that were never finished have been torture for the drivers who travel daily on the road. The National Migration Service, CSNM, reported that Executive Decree number 77 of the 24th of August of this year is already in force. Now, this establishes that Venezuelan citizens who need to enter the country must request a stamped visa before the consular office of Panama in the country in which they are located. It is emphasized that foreigners of Venezuelan nationality must complete the procedure in compliance with the procedures and requirements established in Decree Law 3 of 2008, Decree 320 of August the 8th of 2008, and Executive Decree 437 of the 23rd of August of 2017. The Panamanian immigration authorities considered it convenient to standardize the immigration treatment of Venezuelan citizens with the regular procedures carried out by people of other nationalities. Rafael Rodriguez from the Association of Naturalized Residents of Panama confirmed that the rule on family reunification for Venezuelan citizens is eliminated. However, the SNM highlighted that foreigners of Venezuelan nationality who have a valid visa or residence duly issued by some of the countries included in Article 1 of Executive Decree 521, this is of August the 6th of 2018, are exempt from the new provision. In addition, that all those requests that are in process will be attended to in accordance with the provisions of Executive Decree 612 of October 22nd of 2018 until the respective procedure is concluded. So I just wanted to get that, as much of that in as possible. More information is included at 8 and 9 o'clock. The gallon of 95-octane gasoline is decreasing 3 cents, that of 91-octane 12 cents, while the diesel will have an increase of 8 cents per gallon starting this Friday, the 26th of August until the 9th of September, announced the National Energy Secretariat. These are the regular fuel prices without the state subsidy that for more than a month was established at $3.25 a gallon for gasoline and diesel at all fuel stations in the national territory. All right, so we're now looking, let's say it's not relevant if you register your car, but 95-octane gasoline now will remain at $4.29 per gallon, 91-octane gasoline at $4.07 per gallon, low-sulfur diesel at $4.45 per gallon in the cities of Panama and Colón. If you're in the interior or something like that, of course, there is transportation costs as well. So there we go. That's some of the things we're looking at in the news. More details on those at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time now, 21 minutes before 7.
All 7 and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir-faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all 7 will die. All 7.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That's the Killers, a group coming out of Las Vegas. My Brendan Frowes, by the way, there on the lead vocals. They got Dave Kooning, lead singer, backing vocals. And they went through a number of short-term bass players as well and drummers in their early days. And both Mark Stoner, bass, rhythm, guitar, backing vocals, and Ronnie Vannucci Jr. on drums. I like that one. This is simply called Boy from the Killers. Before that, it was Prince, and that was just number seven. That's all it was called, seven. It was a song by Prince and the New Power Generation. Came off of the 1992 Love Symbol album and released in late 1992. It was the third single, that one, from the album. Became the most successful as well in the United States, and it features sample there of the 1967 Lowell Foursome song Tramp. You remember that one? Anyway, that's it. That's those couple of tracks. Time on The Breakfast Show, 11 minutes right now, before the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a deep breath as we slow things down a little bit. This, of course, is Fields of Gold.
Fields the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. Like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises like it, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear in the days you left,
Fields of Gold from Sting. We're 7.5 minutes away from the hour, 7 o'clock, and I was just taking a little look and see what else some of the information Neil gets for me. So what else is relevant to today's date, the 26th of August? In 1858, first news dispatch by telegraph took place. 1883, a two-day eruption of the volcanic island Krakatoa, there we are, that's better, began. The tidal waves that were associated with the eruption killed 36,000 people. And in 1957, on this day, the 26th of August, the first Edsel was made by the Ford Motor Company. It rolled out, yeah, the Edsel, do you remember that? I think probably on the 27th of August, the last one was done. It was a car that was mocked, unfortunately. Def Leppard, Two Steps Behind.
Walk away if you want to. It's okay if you need to. Well, you can run, but you can never hide from the shadow that's creeping up beside you. There's a magic running through your soul, but you can have it all.
Whatever you do,
I'll be two steps behind you.
Wherever you go,
and I'll
burning up inside me. Now there's a magic running through your soul, but you can't have it all.
No, whatever you do,
I'll be two steps behind you.
Said I'll go and run back in time with that one from the Four Tops and Cry Like a Baby. Not the Four Tops, it's the Box Tops. Yes, you know, what you find on your cereal. Yeah, that really is an old one. And actually, it's still a favourite, the Northern Soul. our crowd. At 7 o'clock exactly here on this morning's breakfast show. And let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Russia's Defense Ministry said on Friday that its forces had destroyed a US-made M777 howitzer, which they say Ukraine had used to shell the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. In its daily briefing, the Defense Ministry said that the howitzer had been destroyed west of the town of Marganets in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Reuters were looking into this. They couldn't immediately verify the report. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, was captured by Russian forces in March. It remains near the front line and has repeatedly come under fire in recent weeks. Both Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of shelling the facility. Ukraine has begun trying to resume operations at two reactors at the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, according to the regional governor, Oleksandr Staruk, said on Friday. The plant's sixth reactor is working at 10% capacity, while the fifth reactor is in the process of resuming operations, he said in a televised interview. The United States Treasury warned Turkey that its companies risked being sanctioned if they did business with sanctioned Russians was meaningless. Finance Minister Noureddin Nebati said on Friday, assuring business people there was no need for concern. NATO member Turkey has sought to strike a balance between Moscow and Kiev by criticizing Russia's invasion and sending arms to Ukraine, while opposing the Western sanctions and continued trade, tourism and investment with Russia. So they're continuing that. And let's see, going on from there, we've got Australia. Australia has appointed a former High Court judge on Friday to lead an inquiry into former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's secret appointments to some ministries at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Virginia Bell will head the inquiry into Morrison's dual appointments to a range of departments, from health and finances to treasury and home affairs, and report back by November the 25th, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said. Back to Turkey, officials from Turkey, Finland and Sweden were expected to meet at an undisclosed location in Finland on Friday to discuss security concerns with Turkey. This was raised by Turkey as a precondition for allowing the two Nordic countries to join the NATO military alliance. Finland's Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said earlier that the first meeting between officials would aim to establish contacts and set goals for cooperation that the three countries agreed to by signing a memorandum of understanding. This was at NATO's Madrid summit at the end of June. Former leftist president Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, who spent 19 months in prison on bribery convictions, promised on Thursday to crack down on corruption if elected in Brazil's October election. Lula said that he would create new mechanisms to investigate anyone in his government accused of corruption and punish them if proven guilty. Whoever makes a mistake will pay. You can be sure of that, he said in an interview with TV Globo's Jornal Nacional, a newscast with the largest audience in Brazil. A new poll using data collected from the internet predicted on Thursday a narrowing presidential race in Brazil, with leftist front-runner Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva just 8.4 percentage points ahead of far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. Chilean President Gabriel Boric said on Thursday that he had accepted the resignation of his cabinet social development minister, the first shake-up of his young administration, which began in March. Social development minister Janet Vega resigned following a news report that one of her advisers had contacted a radical Mapuche indigenous leader who had called for an armed struggle against the state and who has was arrested on Wednesday. That's it. Some of the items in the international news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, still to come this morning. In about 10-15 minutes, we'll take a look at the weather. Half past the hour, we'll see what's happening in the world of finance internationally. And 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock the news. Also, don't forget 8 o'clock today, around about 20 past, 25 past 8, we'll check in with Ingrid for Freaky Fun Facts Friday. We'll be doing that. Yasmin in the last hour, be looking at what, where and when, what you can be doing it, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And also probably a couple of tracks from this day in music.
It's the summertime affair! Shut it!
It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bundled up, them tires, some of them are dropped down gear. Well, some of them are shine up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as your ultimate pair. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware. Cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era. She looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I resided? And I told her Brooklyn. Atmosphere filled with romance, I first sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my poor head spin. Ragamuffin shugging now with a musical swing. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as skin. It's sweet as the honey sing like bumblebee. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as skin. It's sweet as the honey sing like bumblebee. I'm appearing at the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bundung, them tires, some of them are drop, don't care. Well, some of them are shined up, some are waxed up, not a sign of smear. That'll be rolling my crystals at the girls, them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate beer. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware. Cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there?
Come on,
here.
don't care, we'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever, I like it weird. Okay, let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Stay with me all night. Come on and stay with me all night. Come on and stay with me all night.
Calvin Harris and Stay With Me, featuring, of course, Justin Timberlake on there, Halsey and Pharrell Williams. Time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Before that one was Shaggy, In the Summertime, We Wish. Won't be long, though, will it? We're into coming into the end of August, so soon be September, Christmas time. Here's an interesting little tale, and this might do us some good. It says here, residents of an agricultural farm, which was located in the district of Dolega in the province of Turkey, were surprised when they observed on Wednesday night how an unidentified flying object lit up the place. And it lit it up all red, apparently, and while it fell to the surface. Now, the object illuminated part of the farm and its surroundings with red lights, causing fear and astonishment among the residents of the sector. Now, residents said that they were surprised at the appearance of this object that suddenly lit up the site red before crashing. And then they smelled the smell of gunpowder and brimstone. Oh, hell and brimstone. It was learned that the strange phenomenon was recorded early on Wednesday night and was observed from a private farm in the Dolega district. In the video captured by the security camera located inside the farm, it is observed how a huge red light illuminates the area and that later it falls and bursts into flames and a lot of smoke. The owners of the farms asked the authorities to investigate what, in fact, this corresponds to, and thus clear up many doubts that they have that have arisen after the strange phenomenon. Well, I know what I'd do. I'd do one of these sort of things, like where they keep the UFOs in, was it something 41 or 51? yeah, and tell everybody we got an alien. Just think what that's going to do for tourism. We'll be laughing, won't we? If you're smelling brimstone and gunpowder, it's probably likely to be some kind of meteorite, I would think. I'd like it to be a UFO. Woo! This is TLC on this morning's Breakfast Show and Red Light Special. How appropriate is that?
Go further.
time ago for everybody in Delega, that one. That's the Red Light Special, TLC. Right, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing for this Friday. Looking out the studio window, we're off to a good start because we have sunshine. We do indeed. And let's start, though, as we do in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón. We're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today over there, with 24 being the minimum. 35 degrees thermal sensation. That's come down a bit since yesterday, which is rather nice. And 80% relative humidity. Chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon. It'll be partially cloudy tonight. Right, moving over to West Panama, see what's happening over this side. We got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23, the minimum. The thermal sensation is going to be 35 degrees Celsius with 77% relative humidity. This morning, partially cloudy. This afternoon, those stormy rains, and tonight, isolated showers. For us in the metropolitan area, see if we have anything of any difference. I tell you, our relative humidity is down a bit. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 36 is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, though, 75%. So, not too bad. Partially cloudy this morning. I can vouch for that. Stormy rains in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. If you're thinking about going out into the Gulf, perhaps going out doing a bit of sailing or going out with your gin palace and enjoying the Perlis Islands, we've got 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature and 24 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity is that bit higher at 84%. Isolated showers this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight out there around about the Perlis Islands. Let's take a look at Maritime. We're going to take a look and see what the tides are doing for today. Starting on the Pacific, we're looking at high tide. It was at 3:21 this morning, 4.27 metres. Low tide, there will be at 928.85 of a metre. And the last high tide, 3:28 in the afternoon, 4.42 metres. And the last low tide, 9:45 tonight, 9:45, 0.49 of a metre. On the Caribbean, it's just one down and one up. Low tide will be at 7:47, so that's not far away. And that'll be flat at zero, so nothing happening there. And the only thing that's happening is the high tide, which is not going to be until 11:41 tonight, and that's going to be 0.3 of a metre. That's it. That's incredible, isn't it? So there's virtually no movement over there at all. Now, let's take a look and see what the sea conditions are like for today. Let's start with the Caribbean. Conditions are good, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour. Winds coming in from the south, southerly direction. Waves are going to be at 1 foot. Now, this afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. 10 to 25 kilometre an hour wind, so they're picking up a little bit, coming from the northwest, and the waves up to 2 feet, just a foot higher than the morning. Right, on the Pacific, we are looking at no advisory. Good conditions, 2 to 15 kilometre an hour winds this morning, coming from the northwest, and waves at 1 foot. Afternoon, still no concerns. Good conditions, 5 to 18 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northwest with waves. Well, they're going to be at 1 foot.
Misery.
time ago. That's Aerosmith there, and Crying. And by the way, don't forget, as we come down to the bottom of the hour, yeah, you've still got plenty of time. If you're making your way into work right now and you're feeling a bit peckish, do pop into De Gourmet Store. This is a delicatessen and speciality food store in Paitia Mall, which is the mall, little strip mall right next to Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. Pop in and grab yourself a couple of empanadas. Fill your tummy up. Don't start work on a full tummy, on an empty tummy, do you? No, absolutely not. Don't forget, lunchtime, pop in, go and get your much sought after grabs and goes as well. Those are just delicious. You just buy them, take them away, eat them, and eat them. Simple as that. That's the Gourmet Store there in Paitia Mall. And also, don't forget our friends in Quinto Venti Quattro, and they have got the biggest, yes, it's good when you've got the biggest, in the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price here in Panama, now on Quinto Venti Quattro. With their Entrega y Domicilio service, you get free delivery and 10% off. This is only in Quinto Venti Quattro. Got a car? Oh, they sell one every 6 minutes. Don't forget that. We'll tell you more about that later on. Anyway, as for now, let us take a look and see what is happening in the world of international business. And we're looking at UK's blue chip index. That rose for a second straight day on Friday. This was on gains in commodities and banking sectors, while shares of software firm Micro Focus nearly doubled after a $6 billion buyout deal. The FTSE 100 index rose 0.5%. The industrial metal and mining index climbed 1.7% as hopes of fresh stimulus in China aided copper and other metal prices. Still, the main index or the main indices were headed for weekly losses after data highlighted the impact of surging prices on business activity, and central bank policymakers stuck to an aggressive tone on interest rate hikes despite signs of economic slowdown. European shares slipped on Friday as investors fretted over downbeat German consumer sentiment data. This was due to rising energy costs and the path for US interest rate hikes ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's speech at Jackson Hole. The pan-European stocks at 600, that dipped 0.1% in choppy trade and rising after rising at the opening. European central bank policymakers appeared increasingly concerned that high inflation is getting entrenched. Minutes of the July the 21st showed on Thursday, even as recession risks loomed. The stocks was on pace to end the week down nearly 1% and log its second straight weekly decline. German consumer sentiment is set to hit a record low for the third month in a row. In September, a new survey showed, and this was as households braced for surging energy bills. In contrast, French consumer confidence unexpectedly rose in August. German recession fears just became more intense, with the sentiment index falling to a new record low. Germany is particularly reliant on external energy producers, and people are saving at the highest in 11 years, showing consumers are taking precautions in case of the worst-case scenario, said Sophie Lund-Yates, lead equity analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown. British energy bills will rise, wait for it, 80%. Yes, 80% to an average of £3,549. That's around about $4,188 a year from October, and regulator Ofgem calling it a crisis that needed to be tackled by urgent and decisive government action. It's what people have been anticipating already, said Oliver Allen, markets economist at Capital Economics. Panasonic Holdings Corporation, a supplier of electric car maker Tesla Inc., is in talks to build an additional electric vehicle battery plant in the United States at a cost of around $4 billion, the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday, citing people familiar with the matter. Panasonic is looking at Oklahoma as a location for its new plant, the newspaper has said. Smartphone maker Xiaomi, yes, our friend Xiaomi, Xiaomi Corporation is eyeing an electric vehicle production tie-up with Beijing Automotive Group Company as it faces delays in acquiring a license to make cars on its own, Bloomberg News reported on Friday. Such a partnership among EV startups and traditional car makers has become increasingly common now in China, as state planners have been limiting the issuance of manufacturing licenses to new EV makers in a bid to contain excessive investment. And that's it. Xiaomi. Yeah, of course, they're the ones. They're famous for all their scooters, aren't they? I tell you, I reckon in the days to come, well, not days to come, in the years to come, you'll have little cars, little sort of one or two people cars on the corner. Instead of the little scooters you see lying around, they'll have little cars. You'll be able to take one of those and go romping it off and drop it off somewhere else. That's going to happen. Trust me, I can see the future. Right, couple of requests. Couple of requests to get through. We're going to start with Renee this morning. And she drops her load because she's moving. She's been getting all her stuff moved out, and says, good morning and a happy Friday. Today, pots, pans, dishes, etc. get packed up. No more cooking for me for a while. Lots of hard goodbyes with humans and my pots and pans. These days. So she says, please could you play Friends by Michael W. Smith.
Go in the Father's hands, we know that a
There we go. That's for Renee this morning. Keep on packing, Renee. And that was Upset Michael W. Smith and Friends. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops the line. I'm very, very happy. We're all very happy. Yet, Mary Lou, things are starting to improve a little bit for you today. And she wishes everybody a great Friday and a great weekend as well. And asked if we could play something from Faith Hill. And this is called Breathe. All right? So take a big breath. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 19 before the hour of 8 o'clock.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, watching over me. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way I know my heart is waking up as all the walls come tumbling down. Closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe, washing over me. And suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing.
Lovely piece of music coming from Faith Hill and Breathe. 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, boys and girls. Don't forget, top of the hour, 8 o'clock, we're going to take a look at the local news. And around about 25 past, we'll check in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And also, don't forget, in the last hour, it is Friday, what, where and when with Yasmin, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it, and no doubt a couple of tracks for this day in music as well. Now, yesterday, I mentioned earlier on this morning, I got a message, a little note in from Renee yesterday on WhatsApp asking me, have you heard about this? And it's apparently Madonna's daughter, Lourdes Lolleon, is dipping her toes into the music industry with her debut single, which is called Lock and Key. I know Renee wasn't apparently particularly impressed with this, so I thought I wasn't going to rush yesterday in this, so I thought I'd listen and see what I thought. So I took a little listen last night. Now, she released the ethereal lo-fi pop songs, what they call it, Wednesday, and this was under her artist moniker, which was Lola Hall, L-O-L-A-H-O-L. And she says, "I'm so proud of you, Lola." That was Mum, Madonna wrote on her Instagram story of her daughter following in her footsteps. Leon, 25, also released a music video directed by her producer and co-writer, Athita, which features her dancing throughout several locations. Anyway, I thought we would give it a spin, so I did have a listen to it last night, and let's see what you think. Actually, talking about the sort of UFO thingy in Dolega, the sound on the end of it sounds a little bit something along those lines, sort of UFO-ish. Anyway, you be the judge. What do you think? This is Lola Hall, Lock and Key. Well, that's it. That is a Lock and Key from Lola Hall. Yep, that is Madonna's daughter there. Now, let me see. What do we think about it? Let's say this is about the second or possibly third time I've sort of listened to it. I don't know. I would like to have heard more of her voice. It seems very sort of mono. It's sort of this all the way along. I'd like to hear how she can really sing. But the trouble is, she is whether she. calls herself something else, not. She's Madonna, Madonna's daughter, and I guess one expects, I don't know, something a little bit special. It was a little bit like sometimes, you know, when we make up an advertisement and we listen back to it and the background seems to be a little bit over the top of the audio, you know, the vocal, and I feel a little bit like that. We got this all the time, and I would really like to hear how she can sing, and it just didn't come through to me. Is it something that I would sort of rush out and buy? Certainly not. Is this something that I would probably play a lot on the program? Probably not, I'm afraid. But that's it. That's my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. Don't forget, I'm knocking on a bit. there we go. I would just like to have heard something, perhaps a little bit more, special from the daughter of Madonna. But she's not really sure what she wants to do anyway. I was reading the rest of the article because she's into quite a lot of things, and she says she's done this, but she's not really sure that that's going to be the way that she wants to go. I mean, I wish her all the luck in the world, but that to me, it's the first single. Didn't light my fire. Ah, this is a good track. This is George Ezra. Green, green grass.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Absolutely, that's what happens when I go. May I have a party? Free rum for everybody. Green, green grass from George Ezra. Breakfast show time, 5 minutes from the top of the hour. Getting some responses in about the single from Lola Lala, or whatever it is. I call my parrot Lala. Sounds a bit the same, doesn't it? Talitha, she came in and she said the beginning is catchy. Would keep me listening, but then it gets a bit weak. And yeah, that's what I said. I'd like to hear more of her voice. Jessica, horrible, terrible song. And Mary Lou, she says she has a nice voice. It's just not my type of music. I prefer good old classic rock, she says, but she needs more oomph in her voice. And I think that's the thing for a majority of us, isn't it? It's just sort of monotonic sound going sort of right through. I'd like to hear how she can sing. I mean, gosh, we know her mum can belt them out, don't we?
touch you, where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door, helpless I surrender, shackled by your love, holding me like this, poison on your lips, only when it's over, the silence hits so hard, cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air, love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on. Someone but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell. So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that sound.
Now there's a voice. That's the Rag and Bone Man, and that is called Skin. And a big thanks to Renee, because Renee sort of put us on to the new song from Lourdes. As we know, La La Lulu. And yesterday, and in fact, it was Renee who said that she needs more oomph in her voice, which I think we're all sort of. Not gone down too well here, but if you've got a different opinion, do let us know. We're interested. Time on the Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
La LI pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika, Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with a seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Loving songs there. We started off with CC Peniston and we got a love thing. Thang is how they spelled that. And that was followed on Redbone, of course, and Come and Get Your Love. We're 24 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let me just remind you, if you like a bit of a rave, I remember those. The British Ball is back. Yes, British Ball is back this year, 2022. It's on Saturday, the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be held back at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental. That's the one on Avenida Balboa. Tickets are $125. But I tell you what, that's a champagne night out. Don't miss it. Tickets are on sale now. All you got to do is go to tickets at BritishBallPanama.com. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com. Or you can go to the website BritishBallPanama.com, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets in total available, so don't leave it. Don't leave it too long. And also let me please just remind you, because we are coming up towards lunchtime today, and I know you just probably got in the office and settled down and think, oh, this is nice, I've got my empanada from De Gourmet Store. We'll pop back lunchtime, all right, because at De Gourmet Store, by the way, which is also now in Paitea Mall, you will find the much sought after grabs and go. Yes, grab and go. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. Heat and eat. There we go. And enjoy. The Gourmet Store by TMO. They're waiting for you Monday through Saturday. Now, I tell you what, I think it's probably around about time that, well, we did this.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. All right, let's get started. Hey, let's talk about radios and broadcasting. All right, I got some fun facts for you, about 10 fun facts about radio and broadcasting. Maybe you know some of these, Jerry. Maybe you wrote some of them. Here we go. Number one, the word broadcasting comes from farming. The word broadcasting is actually a mid-18th century agricultural term that means wide scattering of seeds. The word didn't come into a term related to the radio until about the 20th century, when the first radio broadcasts were created. Like the broadcast sowing, radio broadcast also involves a large scattering of stuff. Radio waves, songs, and entertainment. Does this mean that all radio broadcasters are technically farmers? Jerry, is that what this means? Well, we're not sure, but it's cool to know where the term come from. Number two, WLW is the most powerful radio station in history. Literally, the most powerful radio station in history is Cincinnati's WLW. We don't mean powerful in the influential sense. I mean, that's Jerry, although the station is very influential, and Jerry is very influential. We mean powerful as the station broadcast at 700 kilohertz. Oh, at some time in the 1930s, the station's radio wave was 500 kilowatts radiated power. Think getting songs stuck in your head is bad? Try having songs stuck in your furniture. During the 30s, those in the vicinity of WLW's transmitter could hear the audio in their pots and pans and mattresses. WLW is actually still around today and is now owned by R. Hart Media. Number three, you can thank Wheaties for radio jingles. That's right. Did you eat your Wheaties today, Jerry? I don't know. Yeah, did you? The first radio jingle in history was made for a Wheaties commercial, according to General Mills. The world's first singing commercial was performed on Christmas Eve in 1926. Over the radio, four male barbershop quartet-esque singers beautifully sang, "Have you tried your Wheaties? They're whole with all the bran." I haven't heard that one. 1926, there you go. Number four. It took a sinking ship to normalize overseas radio. The sinking of the Titanic in 1912 mandated the use of radios at sea. It's not that there were no radio systems on the Titanic, quite the opposite. The radio system on the ship saved lives. During the sinking, sailors used the radio to reach out to the nearby ship and rescue passengers. The disaster would eventually play a part in the creation of the Radio Act of 1912. Pardon me, I need more coffee. Pardon me. Number five, the Eiffel Tower is basically one big radio antenna. It wasn't created to be. Over the years, the famous Parisian landmark engineered by Gustave Eiffel, or Eiffel, depending on your French pronunciation, has had a few uses in radio. The first public radio broadcasts were done at the top of the Eiffel Tower by radio scientists. Lee DeForest is viewed as the father of radio broadcasting. I thought it was you, Jerry. Being an opportunist, he took a break from his honeymoon in 1908, climbed the landmark to broadcast a section of music to the Parisian suburbs. He's basically the first radio DJ. Additionally, the Eiffel Tower was meant to be removed after 20 years. However, it survived because the military saw it as a valuable radio tower to intercept crucial military transmissions during World War I. Wow. Number six. Listeners could download video games from radio in the 1980s. That's cool. As the 1980s rolled around and computers were becoming the rage, engineers at the NOS, a Dutch broadcasting organization, made a cool discovery. Since both computer programs and video games were stored on audio cassettes, it was possible to transmit data across the radio, record it onto a cassette, and later play it on your computer. This led to radio broadcasts specifically designed to allow people to download free video games for their computer. Although the layperson probably thought the transmission was just random screeching and beeping. Kind of like what we do on this show. Screeching and beeping. Anyway, number seven. Radio waves go on forever and ever and are even admitted by planets. There's more science to radio waves than you might think. Researchers have discovered two interesting facts about them. First, it is believed that they will continue to travel forever unless something absorbs them. If that is the case, and there are more life forms in other parts of the universe besides the planet Earth, then other planets may have heard our radio waves. Specifically, yours, Jerry. You and Yaziv are going universe. You're going universal. Speaking of planets, other planets are able to emit radio waves as well. So can other things floating in space. In 1932, experts revealed astronomical objects emit radio waves. I don't know if any of you listened recently to the sound of a black hole. They used to say that there was no sound in space until they had this recording of what it sounds like to hear a black hole. Well, a system has been established that makes it possible to produce pictures from radio waves. Well, have you heard of radio wave antennas? We have one in Arizona. Yeah, it's a radio wave antenna. Thus, astronomers are using radio telescopes to study radio waves emitted not only for the planets, but for some specks of our dust, gas clouds, stars, and comets and other galaxies. Who knows? You may have radio waves from Mars floating around that head right now. And they thought I was crazy. Number 8. Speaking of radio waves, NASA has its own radio station. It's called Third Rock of Radio, and it only plays alternative rock music. Number 9, 164 songs were banned from the radio after 9/11. After the terrorist attack that destroyed the Twin Towers in New York City, media companies sent memos to thousands of their radio stations across the country. The memos contained a list of songs that were viewed to be lyrically questionable since Americans were grieving. The list contained 164 suggested songs, included AC/DC's Highway to Hell, The Bangles' Walk Like an Egyptian, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, Tom Petty's Free Fallin', Disco Inferno by the Tramps, and Jump by Van Halen. Additionally, every Rage Against the Machine song was banned. And number 10, Stevie Nicks found her vocal double through a radio mistake. In 1978, a radio station mistakenly played Atlantic Rhythm Section's song Imaginary Lover at the wrong RPM, 45 RPM instead of the original slower 33. This made the speed-up vocals sound like they came from Stevie Nicks. Consequently, the station received several calls, including the new saying, "Hey, what is this new Fleetwood Mac song?" Stevie eventually heard about the mistake and decided to do a little test on her bandmates. She played the recording at an increased speed for them. They actually thought it was her singing. So she went from 33 to 45. Who knows? Only who knows. We have a special guest right here. I'd like for him to say a quick hello. Say a quick hello, Aussie.
They came from outer space. Thousands and thousands of flying saucers descending from the planet Mars to Earth. Will they invade? Will they not? We'll be back after this short commercial break. Do not go anywhere.
Okay, well, that is your Freaky Friday fun facts with your special guest, the Aussie, who is definitely spacey. And everything's great, and back to you in the studio.
Ouch. He's chosen my attic. I feel it in the static. He lives in my basement, and I can hardly face that my performance is easy. I am the god of romance, and in my confusion, I'll ever write to reign. He stole my Oscars. He trades on my jokes. He makes all my engines go up.
morning.
There we go, and a big thanks to Ingrid this morning for our freaky fun facts about radio. And after that, we started off with Radio by Robbie Williams, then Queen and Radio Gaga. This one, Hey Mr. DJ by Zayn. By the way, talking about Robbie Williams, yeah, that was Radio by Robbie Williams, and this is also Robbie Williams.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little loss. These reactions are relentless. Abandoning the permafrost.
That's it, Lost, and that is from Robbie Williams, his latest single, by the way. And we're just making our way up to 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Friday, and tell you what, coming up for the weekend, you're thinking about what to do, here's a good choice for you. Because it's like being in Hollywood. Well, it's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect you from the city for a special time. That's a Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday. This Saturday, by the way, they have got Kevin Versili, and he's going to be performing there at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday. So there's going to be a great experience. That's Frank's Place. All right. Don't forget, they're over there, located in downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place. When you come off the corridor, first entrance into Costa del Este, stay to your right-hand side. There's a little slip road just as you come around the corner, and then you can turn to the right, and you'll see there the little strip mall. And that's where you'll find Frank's Place. Say live music, and this Saturday, it's Kevin Versili. So don't miss out. Book now, 394-6998 or 6320-1013. All right? So 394-6998, or you can WhatsApp or drop a little call on 6320-1013. Okay? Frank's Place. What a place to go. Good idea. Saturday, have a good night out. Right, I tell you what have I got for you next? I tell you what, I got this one. Haven't played this for a little while, which is unlike me. It's Joy Crooks, of course. Wish You Were Mine.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was Penny Paradise, just a pretty little lie.
You know, I do love that track, When You Were Mine, from Joy Crooks. I'll tell you a bit of a story behind that one. She's singing about, when she and her boyfriend split up. And she sort of let out that he left her for another guy. And I tell you, if you go to YouTube and look up When You Were Mine by Joy Crooks, and you'll see live from Hackney Wick when she did an outside live performance. And in actual fact, her ex is in the audience. And that's what they say. So that's it. Time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just, three minutes before the top of the hour. This is Mr. Shawn Mendes. Summer of Love.
Kisses on your body were like heaven. We were taking it slow. Tangled in the sheets until the evening. There was nowhere to go. Yeah. During the days learning each other shapes, tracing shadows of rain down your back. Oh, kisses on your body in my memory, baby. Nothing comes close. It was the summer of love, a delicate daydream. And for a couple of months, it felt like we were 18. Yeah, it was the summer of. Tequila, calling you my señorita. Didn't know how much I need ya. Hate it when I have to leave ya. I've been taking mental pictures for when I miss you in the winter. Staying up until the sunrise, praying it don't be the last time. It was the summer of love. Taking it slow, yeah. Entangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. No, it was the summer of love.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Cuidemos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Go and leave my.
There goes, that's Mr. Michael Jackson, and you are not alone. No, you're not. I shall be here until about 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock this morning, so do stick around. And let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning, Christopher. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. I don't believe I've heard any Black Crowes songs on The Breakfast Show. Maybe please hear the Black Crowes cover of Ziggy Stardust, Moonage Dreams. And, of course you can.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. But keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a pink monkey bird. I'm busting up my brains for the world.
There we go, that's a Moon Age Daydream. That's from Christopher. Good morning to you, Christopher. There you are. Got that, we did have it there. Took a bit of rummaging around. And that, of course, is the Black Clothes. The Black Crowes, not Black Clothes. Black Crowes. We're going to take a wander down the corridor. Let's go and see if we can find out what's happening with What, Where, and When this morning with Yasmin. Hello, anybody home?
Hello.
Good morning, Yasmin.
Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Hey, we had a jolly Thursday yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
We had a fun time last night.
Mm-hmm.
I missed my cell phone. You know, it was quite fun because, you know, we weren't here. We got an Uber and went off to to a dinner with the guys and girls from Grupo Grada.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was it that you had to go through the meal without your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
which we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was really annoying because I got about 800 and something photographs of my vacation on my phone, and I couldn't bore anybody with them. But then, of course, you and I went by Uber, didn't we?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's a bit awkward trying to order one to go home when you don't have your phones.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the irony of it was, it was really quite funny, wasn't it? Because they came around and collected everybody's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then brought them back because we needed our phones to read the menu. I must admit, I had a little bit of a chuckle at that. You know, you can't use your phones. By the way, oh, sorry, you're going to need them to read because they got one of those QR codes for the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that. But we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, thanks a lot to Salon Canton for the invitation.
Yeah, and Grupo Grada.
That was our first time on that restaurant, right?
It's the first time I've been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was good. I tell you what. Their shrimps, their prawns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, delicious.
Oh.
Mm. Because you can't eat prawns, can you?
No, but they look delicious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, good fun night. And here we are again.
Mm-hmm.
With our what, where and when. Oh, I'm a poet, yes.
Oh.
Here we are again with our what, where and when. Let me just write that down. Copyrighted immediately. So what have we got happening?
Okay, today and tomorrow, you cannot miss Ocho, or Eight in English. This is about four duos from Gramo Dance.
Okay.
They will be performing at Cielo at 8 p.m. The public will enjoy creativity and dance from the floor to the air. Remember,
mm-hmm.
Gramo Dance, they do aerial
mm-hmm.
dance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And contemporary dance with Compañía Gramo Dance. That will project 8 mirrors of human behavior. So that's going to be nice. I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, again, good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know
mm-hmm.
How was it on Monday.
Okay, dokie.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget, this week we have tickets for Peras en el Huerto.
Mm. Oh, and yes,
we got two winners,
mm-hmm.
and they were very happy with the tickets. So this is going to be Peras en el Huerto at Teatro Nacional. This is a 100% Panamanian rock opera about the life of Agustin de Hipona, which mm-hmm. is Saint Augustine.
Oh, right, that's mm-hmm. right, yeah.
And this is going to be, it already started, and it will be until August the 13th. Please visit Peras en el Huerto on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
so you can see the hours and different prices.
Okay, good.
Okay. Do you want me to continue, or...?
You want to do this day music?
Okay.
Here we go.
Let me see the first one. It's going to be... She's Valerie Simpson. She was born in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
From husband and wife songwriting production team Ashford and Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the 1985 UK number 3 single, Solid. They brought hits such as Ain't No Mountain High Enough, You Are All I Need to Get By, and more.
Hey, that's solid.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. Yes, I have got it here. Don't go away.
And for love's sake, each mistake, you forgave. And soon both of us learn to trust. Run away.
It was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up. And now it's solid. Solid.
Thank you.
got in between, tried to separate us. Knock, knock on wood, you understood. Love was so new, we did what we had to.
There they go, Solid as a Rock. Yes, Solid from Ashford and Simpson. You remember that one, don't you? Yes.
Oh, yes, I love
it. Yeah, we played that a few times. Ah, well, they came back. Scared the living daylights out of me. Good grief. Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Solid, solid as a rock. What else is happening?
Okay, at La Plaza of City of Knowledge, starting today until Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., they will have artisans and entrepreneurs, workshops and cultural presentations, so you can go there and support everyone. Also, mm-hmm. you can go, you know, to the restaurants and eat something good, and or you can go to the bookstore, or you can just walk around. I promise you're gonna have a very nice day if it's not raining.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be nice. Also,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Bio Museo, they're going to have an exhibit tour
mm-hmm.
Named Discover the History of Panamanians and How We Have Transformed Our Environment. The entrance is totally free. You don't need to do a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just visit Bio Museo on Instagram for more information. That's going to be interesting too.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And the last one, mm-hmm. Today until Sunday, the 28th of August, don't forget Comic-Con Panama Returns.
Oh, yes, you're saying about
the
it
new
your day.
Panama Convention Center in Amador. So get ready to live 3 days with the best in the world of entertainment, comics, mm-hmm. cosplay, anime, video games, collectibles, thematic experiences and surprises from your favorite series and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Get more information about guests, artists, experiences, schedules, meet and greet, prices, workshop themes mm-hmm. at comiccompanama.com. That's going to be awesome. Can
you
imagine the Panama Convention Center full of people wearing cosplay
mm-hmm.
dresses?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, the first one, some people are going to go as a Hulk, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Big people. okay, I tell you what, we're going to do your this day, your second this day music. And also after that, we've got a happy birthday to give out, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Today was born in 1950, Bill and Dick Cosswell.
Mm-hmm.
Cosswell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. from American singing group The Cossills, who had the 1967 U.S. number 2 single The Rain, The Park and Other Things, and the 1969 U.S. number 2 single The Theme from Her.
Okay, and here we go, we're going to go to the park and things.
Mm-hmm. I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew
she could make me happy.
She could make me happy.
Flowers in her hair, sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
When did she go?
All I had left was one little flower to my hair. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
Quite jolly, you know. I don't actually remember that one at all.
No,
that's a new one, but it was jolly.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So there we go. So well, shall we do our birthday wish?
Oh yes. Yes.
So first of all, we have to do one of these. We do this. Here we go. Bye bye. There we go. Who are we wishing a happy birthday to? Yes?
Mona Lisa Arias.
Yes, Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa Arias. It's her birthday day. Happy birthday to you, Mona Lisa.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we've got a surprise for you. You might recognise this one. So enjoy the royalties. Birthday present. Have a great day.
Calladito, te quiero así. Quiero rojo.
veo su juventud.
Una bomba estalla, desintegra murallas, el silencio que mata, solo mata. Si lo callas.
And there we go, Mona Lisa and Rodrigo there, and La Bomba.
Mm-hmm,
hope,
nice.
We, hope we're going to have a fun birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mucho bombas.
Yeah.
Oh, so we are there. Mona Lisa Arias, happy birthday today. And you're off to where when we finish today?
Today I'm going to still working.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere else.
Okay. Life's a bitch, right?
And also at night, I'm going to Cielo.
Oh, yes, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Okay. And let me see, what am I doing today? I'm going to go off and meet some friends for lunch.
Oh, that's good.
And then I got a meeting tonight.
Hmm.
And it's been a busy couple of days.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to lie down. So, anyway, look, you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you very
much. All right,
much.
And say hi to Ian.
I will.
Keep practicing that saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Keep rowing that canoe.
Yes.
All right. Don't wear yourself out. All right, yes,
thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
Happy weekend.
There we go. You're listening to us here at 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. This is Van Halen. Ha! I can't stop loving you.
Oh,
There goes Mr. Brian Evans Adams. Who's Evans? Brian Adams there, and Thought I'd Died and Gone to Heaven. And that's sort of bringing us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, I just want to remind you about our friends, our sponsors, Enquanto 24. Don't forget, if you are looking for a TV, they are the people to get in touch with. They've got some of the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest prices in Panama now on Enquanto 24. This is with the service Entrega Domicilio, and you get free delivery. And you get 10% off as well. This is only at Enquanto 24. And your cars, if you've got a car for sale, every 6 minutes somebody buys a car on Enquanto 24. And you have more than 5,000 cars to pick from here in Panama. So do it quickly. because they go fast. In 2024, if you publish it, don't forget, they buy it. Of course they do. And the thing to remember as well is, you know, with all those 5,000 cars there, you can get, you know, you can pay a little bit and get it pushed up to the front. Yes. Oh, don't tell everybody. All right. Thanks go out this morning to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio for What, Where and When this morning, and also a couple of tracks there from This Day Music and all the social media work she's doing there in the background. Also to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for her Fun Facts Friday. I tell you what, it was fun day. It was all about radio. Yeah, I found it very interesting. Let's try and work on the radio one day. And also a big thanks to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And good morning to you, Neil. And also to the boys and girls at Grupa Gronda for getting us up and running. It was great to sort Isaac last night. He's the poor guy. He has to sort of start us up in the morning and wrap us up and all sorts of things. So big thanks. Much appreciated, Isaac. And also, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you on Monday. What I just hope is that between now and Monday, you have an absolutely brilliant weekend. All right? Have a great time. Relax. If you're driving, just relax. Take it easy. No rush. All right? Get there all in one piece. What do I want to be doing on Monday morning, 6 o'clock? You know what I want to be doing. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.